We're, of course, incredibly pleased. We also recognise, of course, this is an incredibly difficult time. But within that context, yes, indeed, we're pleased that we got a lot of good applications from both organisations and individuals, and we're very pleased that a good block of that money is going to Kent, and Kent's incredibly rich in arts and culture, so it's what we would have hoped for and expected. What it reflects is, firstly, how incredibly rich we are for arts and culture in this country. You know, it's easy to forget, and of course, what that also reflects is how fragile that is at the moment, and that it is a kind of ecosystem where individuals and organisations all support each other. And as you said, we've got buildings like resort studios in Margate that are studios for artists. We've got festivals. We've got the Lightship in Chatham. We've got places like organisations like Strange Cargo in Folkestone. We've got some museums that we work with a lot, like Maidstone Museum, but also quite rare museums like in Chiddingstone. So a real range, but that reflects the rich ecology. And it's also, to be honest, there are organisations which we're now funding which we haven't had a long history of working with. And it's great that they've been able to come forward, and many of them are working at quite a local level, often with really difficult to reach communities with disabled groups or others. So yeah, no, as I said, very difficult circumstances, but within that context, we're very pleased. I think none of us should underestimate just how serious this is for arts and culture in England. And as you said, over many, many years, we've got to a level where arts and culture in this country is absolutely the envy of the rest of the world. And that goes for so many different sorts of organisations. And we now are facing, you know, without being over dramatic, this existential threat. I think, you know, what this funding was about, it was about rescue. It was about making sure organisations didn't have to close down completely. And it's given us a bit of a breathing space where we can now plan for the future. And it will lead to lots of very different sort of work. So, you know, the first response was to do lots of digital work and put lots of work online. And that's been brilliant. And we've seen, you know, good theatre and other stuff put online and music put online. I think what people are now thinking about is about, well, how can they go back out to audiences, and what might that look like? Does it need to be in different sorts of spaces? Does it need to be done in different sorts of ways? And also to begin thinking about and planning for how we might somehow get back to normal. And I appreciate it. There are still so many unknowns about how the disease will behave and how the public will want to behave and how organisations can act differently. But we are now beginning to think about, well, what can we actually put on in the summer? Which museums can actually open? What galleries can open? What sort of theatre can we do to different sorts of audiences in different ways? So as of course we would expect with arts and culture and creative people, we're seeing a lot of creativity. It's a very, very difficult time, and we've got a long way to go to get anywhere like back to normal. But it is great seeing people thinking so creatively. Arts and culture, it is a wonderful outlet for people at all times. It's a wonderful way of reflecting on our lives. And as you say, it's also, you know, and that's absolutely fine. It's just a bit of escapism sometimes. And now more than ever, we absolutely need that. We need great arts and culture. And I think, you know, arts and culture is kind of hardwired into us as a society. We all want good music. We want to dance. We want to go to the theatre. We want to be excited in these ways and stimulated. And I'm sure, I'm absolutely confident, we will in time get back to something that we all recognise. And in the meantime, as we've said, we need to find as many imaginative ways as possible to help people through this incredibly difficult time.